Hello, welcome back to the Roundhouse Podcast. I'm Paul Sullentrop, Wichita State Strategic Communications. We're going to dive in to the second group of Wichita State men's basketball newcomers. We've got Chance Moore, Eli Farrakhan, Morris Udazi, and Isaiah Poor-Bear Chandler. Thanks for listening. Chance Moore is a freshman forward from Louisville, Kentucky. Chance, sum up the summer workouts in two or three sentences for us.
If I had to sum up the summer workouts, I'd probably say that it was competitive because, you know, it's a team full of new players, so everybody's trying to establish their position on the team. And then there's a few veterans who are trying to show that they're the leaders on the team. So I think it was like, I haven't been here before, but I went to Sunrise Christian and I seen like the difference of competition and stuff in practice. I feel like we get at it a lot more than I seen last year with the team, even though it was a team full of veterans. So I'd say it was intense practices, real hard.
If basketball didn't exist, is there another sport that you would be playing?
I probably play football. I try to play in high school, but I mean, I transferred my senior year and try to play and try to get be a two-way sport athlete in college because my brother was I think 11th pick, maybe 14th to the Miami Dolphins. So I try to like do both and try to be a little better than him at like basketball and then be a football player, but it didn't work out. So
what position did you play?
Quarterback. I played all, like, I never really got to get to the season because basketball, they always be like, no, we can't mess up basketball season, but I'd always preseason to play quarterback, all that.
Favorite book or favorite movie or both?
That's tough. Favorite movie, that's a hard one. Let me try to think. My favorite movie would have to be Menace to Society. And my favorite book would have to be, I'm not big on reading, so I'm gonna have to say Duck Dynasty, the biography on Phil Robertson and how he got famous and what he did.
Right, interesting book. Who's the best Fortnite player on his team?
Me. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. You're better than Ricky Torres?
Ricky Torres doesn't want me. They say have confidence in your game. I got confidence in it.
Okay. Are you an NBA fan?
I mean, I watch it sometimes, yeah.
What's your opinion on the Warriors? Are they so much better than everybody else? They're bad for the rest of the league?
Well, I'm not going to say that because regardless of the Warriors, it's the Lakers show because I've been a Lakers fan for the longest. But I think that when you build a team that good and just put a whole bunch of superstars, like possibly the best point guard in the league, possibly, I mean, up there, top three shooting guard, all that type of stuff, and you got the best player in almost every position, I feel like it's kind of like boring. Like when you're at an open gym and you have the best five and it's not mixed up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it used to be the NBA always had a star player on each team, so I feel like you should go back to that. Because nobody wants to see the same team in the finals every year. That's boring. You know what I'm saying?
So you were a Laker fan before LeBron?
I've been a Lakers fan ever since I was a kid. My room in Louisville, Kentucky is straight purple and yellow.
Okay, so a lot of Kobe.
Kobe, fat heads, all that. I need to get a LeBron fat head.
Which of the returners, the experienced guys, has been helpful for you this summer and early in the fall?
Definitely Marcus McDuffie, just because Marcus is like probably my best friend on the team other than Isaiah Chandler. But Marcus had, like, we're almost the same age, but he's been through all this and, like, showing me the ropes and, like, being outside in public and stuff, like, showing me how to be a mature person and, like, all that. So he's helping me on and off the court. So probably Marcus McDuffie.
Which teammate is the most difficult to guard?
That's a toss-up. I'm going to probably say the most difficult teammate to guard is Teddy Allen. And I say that just because Teddy, he got an awkward game. So, like, a lot of the moves he does and stuff, you wouldn't expect him to make crazy shots like that. But he's real good at making contested shots, and he's a big body who can dribble. So,
Eli Farrakhan, a junior guard, 5'11", from Melbourne, Florida. Eli, describe practices to this point in two or three sentences.
Practices have been pretty good. They've been tough, a little faster paced than I was used to experiencing at JUCO, but overall they've been pretty good. We've gotten a lot better since the beginning of the summer.
If basketball didn't exist, what sport would you play?
Probably football. I played I ran track and I played football growing up, but then eventually I just drifted towards basketball because that's what I like to do more. But it'd probably be football.
Running back, wide receiver?
I was running back, corner, but predominantly running back. Yeah.
Favorite book or a favorite movie?
Favorite movie has got to be Avengers Infinity War. I didn't really like how it ended, but still, it still gets the nod.
So that's a pretty recent one.
Yes, sir.
What is an Infinity Stone? I'm not sure I understand. Can you explain that?
Actually, there's like six Infinity Stones, I believe, something like that. It's kind of hard to explain pretty summed up, but they're just like very powerful. And if you get all of them, you're basically like God.
Okay. The Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Who's the best Fortnite player on this team?
As much as I would like to say myself, probably my roommate, Ricky Torres. He's pretty good, but I'm coming for his spot, though, for sure.
We've heard that name a lot on this question. What is it that makes him such a good Fortnite player?
He's just good. He's pretty experienced in the game, and he just, like, he has a different strategy than most players. Like, he just thinks smarter than most of the players that he plays against.
Golden State Warriors, are they so dominant that they're bad for the NBA?
I don't think so. I mean, that's my favorite team. Well, I'm really not a fan of teams. I'm a fan of players, and Steph Curry's like one of my favorite players, so I've been rocking with him for a while. But, I mean, I don't think a team can be too bad. I just think everybody else needs to get better.
Which of the Shocker returners has been helpful as far as getting you adjusted to all this new college stuff?
Probably Marcus McDuffie. As soon as I got here, he was real cool, just real friendly, talking to me and stuff, and he's just been a great leader for our team, and he just helps everybody get along, and he's just a really great guy.
Which of your teammates is the most difficult to guard when you get matched up in a drill or a scrimmage?
Probably Samaje. I'd give it to Samaje. Like, especially when we play scrimmages and stuff, he's quick, he's tough to guard, and we're always matched up because we're both guards. So, yeah, I'd give it to Samaje for sure.
Okay, we're here with Morris. Morris, we're going to have you pronounce your last name for us to make sure we get it correct. Hit us with it.
Udeze.
All right. Morris, 6'8", forward center from Houston, Texas. Morris, let's go. Sum up the workouts to this point in two or three sentences. What impression have they made?
Very intense. Got to learn a lot throughout the process. Coach Marshall, tough guy. Assistant coaches. Everything is good at this point right now, so yeah.
If basketball didn't exist, what sport would you be playing?
Most likely football.
Did you play football in high school?
Yes, sir. Freshman year, I was actually B team reserve, and at the ending of the season, I was JV starter. So, yeah, I played football freshman year.
Tight end?
Tight end and nose guard.
And nose guard.
Yes, sir.
Were you more an offensive guy or a defensive guy? What'd you enjoy?
I kind of like defensive more, like getting the quarterback. It was always fun. So, yeah, defense.
Did you have a sack dance? Do they allow that in junior varsity? No. All right. That makes sense. Favorite book or a favorite movie?
I say my favorite book is Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roderick Rules, childhood favorite. Favorite movie, I say Twilight series, Harry Potter, and yeah, that's probably it.
Okay, this next question has caused the most disagreement. Who's the best Fortnite player on this team?
Man, you already know what it is. Morris Udeze, best Fortnite player, you feel me? Top 20 in the country.
Okay. The Golden State Warriors, you're from Houston, so you've got to have an opinion on the Golden State Warriors. Are they so dominant that they're bad for the NBA?
I do not like the Golden State Warriors. I'm with Houston all day, so yeah, I'm not a Golden State Warriors fan. So, yeah.
Which of the returners, which of the veteran Shockers is has been the most helpful, kind of getting you acclimated, getting you oriented to all this new stuff?
I feel like Marcus McDuffie played a big part in that, helping all of us out, all freshmen. He's a good person in general, and trying to bring all the freshmen, everybody together, the transfers, everybody. So I feel like Marcus McDuffie is doing that.
Which of your teammates is the most difficult to guard in the scrimmages, the drills?
I feel like most difficult to guard, big-wise, I say Jaime because his skill set. And guard-wise, I say small forward-wise, I say Dex, Marcus. I feel like all of them, Teddy, I feel like all of them have a good skill set. Guards-wise, all of them off the dribble. But, Samaje, Rick, I'd be locking that up half the time. So, yeah.
All right, we're here with Isaiah Poorbear Chandler, freshman from Omaha, Nebraska, went to Sunrise Christian Academy last school year. Let's introduce you to the Shocker fans. Sum up the summer workouts in two or three sentences.
Well, from like past experience, I'm just going to say hard and worth it.
Two good descriptions. If basketball didn't exist, what sport would you be playing?
Football. I'm built like a football player.
Built like a football player. Have you played? Did you play in high school?
Middle school.
Middle school. What position?
Tight end, defensive end.
There you go. Favorite book or favorite movie?
A Knight's Tale. That's my favorite movie, and my favorite book is probably the Harry Potter series.
Any particular one of the Harry Potters that you like the most?
Maybe The Half-Blood Prince. That's a good book.
Good book, good series. Who's the best Fortnite player on this Wichita State basketball team?
There's a lot of them. I haven't seen all of them play so far. I've seen my man Chance Moore play. I don't know if he's the best, though, but that's just me keeping it high.
We had an earlier vote for Ricky Torres.
That's what I heard. Ricky Torres is that Fortnite genius.
Okay, let's switch to the NBA. Are the Golden State Warriors so dominant that they're bad for the NBA?
To be honest, I'm not even an NBA player. I don't watch NBA like that. I watch more college ball than that, but I think so, to be honest.
Okay, we'll move on, no problem. Which Shocker returner has been helpful this summer, this fall? Just showing you the ropes, getting you the right places, those kind of things.
I'm going to say Marcus McDuffie because last year when I went to Sunrise, he helped me through a lot of like workouts and like guided me through like right and wrong and like what I need to do to like succeed.
Which teammate is the most difficult to guard when you're matched up in scrimmages or drills?
Well, I like to say nobody, but Marcus, I'm going to say Marcus because he's a vet. He's really good at the small forward position.
Thanks for listening to the second episode of our introduction to the Wichita State men's basketball newcomers. We've got our final group coming up. That'll be Eric Stevenson, Jaime Echenique, and Ricky Torres. Once again, thanks for listening. You can find all the episodes of the Roundhouse Podcast on wichitastate.tv. Or subscribe on iTunes. You can read Roundhouse stories on GoShockers.com.